This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jill Stein or a guy named Gary. So, welcome to the show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Donald Trump on record is saying in Milwaukee in a speech on Tuesday, calling for the end on the war on police and attacking Hillary Clinton is not helping African Americans. His speech actually was pretty solid. If you look at some of Trump's other performances, he made some valid points and was very pointed in what he had to say. And he made a direct appeal to African-American voters. That's who he was going after. Because of what happened over the weekend in those riots in Milwaukee after a police-involved shooting. He vowed to improve inner cities by how? Creating jobs, ending illegal immigration, and reversing what he called the liberal democratic policies that have failed those who need the most help in the country, is what he said. And he weaved in some other conversation about Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. He said the African American community has been taken for granted for decades by the Democratic Party, and look how they're doing. It's time to break with the failures of the past. I want to offer Americans a new and much better future, Trump said. It's time for rule by the people, not rule for the special interest, which is what we have right now. He said a lot of people who have created problems will lose a lot of their contracts and a lot of their money if African American voters and all the minority voters support my campaign. He said it's time to stop making the special interest rich. Wow. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton still is on top in all the polls. Any of the new polls that come out, for what it's worth, she has the edge. The emails, the situation with emails, still kind of dangling around her, not as a push, a threat, that there would be any kind of legal backlash, but just that they're out there and what could be read. I mean, of course, the FBI is saying they have no tape, no whatever, of the conversation with Hillary Clinton. While Trump losing in some cases by 9%, like in Florida, a new poll shows Hillary leads Trump by 9% in that city, or in that state rather. He's going to make an appeal in four battleground states on Friday with ads specifically targeted to taking Hillary out of the equation. North Carolina, Florida's on that list, Ohio's on that list. And Pennsylvania is on that list, too. Building up his message, policy speeches, economy, national security, that kind of thing, that's part of the focus and the big differences between him and Hillary Clinton. Trump's campaign has spent only about $20 million on media spots compared with $62 million by Hillary Clinton. Remember, President Obama won North Carolina in 2008, but lost 4 years later. Trump's going to campaign in North Carolina. Just in case there's a coast maneuver by the Democrats, although that's not looking good at this point, but it'll change in the next couple of months. And then I keep pointing to this, but we'll have the presidential debates, and those will be huge. Those three debates will be huge. And then, of course, there'll be the vice presidential debates. And you could throw that into the, I think, the pot as well. We move from politics of a sort to some crazy stories. And then, of course, in our next segment, we'll talk about what's going on in Louisiana, terrible with the floods and the fires in California and whatnot. But do you believe this? Joseph Goebbels' secretary said she knew nothing about the Holocaust. She said she didn't know anything. I mean, she worked, obviously, for the infamous Goebbels, who was the minister of propaganda, says that the mass extermination of Jews was carefully hidden from her and her co-workers. And she said, I know no one ever believes us nowadays. Everyone thinks we knew everything. We knew nothing. It was kept from us. Brunhilde Pomsel, who's 105, did an interview with the newspaper The Guardian. She said she remembers how nice the man history knows as a rabid anti-Semite who strongly supported the Holocaust and would poison his six children when the Nazis' machine collapsed in 1945. She said sometimes his kids came to visit. They were excited to visit their father at work. They were polite. They would shake our hands. And then said his wife, Magda, was also very, very nice. And when people can't understand how she didn't know, she says that, you know, people nowadays say they would have stood up against the Nazis. But the whole country, she says most of them wouldn't have, because if you looked at how the whole country was under a kind of spell. And she said, I'm glad I never had any children that I had to worry about after this whole thing. But, wow, how are you a secretary to a maniac like that and you have no idea what's really going on? You have no idea of what's happening to people around you. I don't know. Do you buy it? Is it baloney, or do you think she's telling the truth? I think it's such an intriguing question. I can see why The Guardian did the interview with a woman who's 105 years old. The secretary to the notorious Joseph Goebbels, just talking about his sweet kids, his niceness in the office, but underneath he was a raging maniac. Wow. What do you think? Believe him? Or believe her about him? I am going to throw out the numbers for that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You know, in a different way, it's like Bernie Madoff and his wife. His two sons, one died from cancer, one killed himself. And then others went down around him. There was always the story about, well, Judy, how could his wife not know? How could he have really kept that from her? How could she not suspect something was bizarre with his methods and the amount of return? But it's one thing to talk about financial ruin of people versus killing the mass extermination of people. Stay with us. We've just scratched the surface. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A big shout out to our pals at WSRQ Talk Radio in Sarasota, Florida. Got a ton of emails from the people in Sarasota who, boy, looking at Louisiana, I know that you all feel for those people in Louisiana because massive amounts of rain have fallen there, and as a result, you have 11 people who have died, and you had these dramatic rescues, thank goodness. I mean, even helicopter rescues, but the one that caught everybody's attention was the woman who literally, although someone said, you don't really need to say the word literally, who was right before our eyes drowning. The car was going down, and a guy in a boat with another guy pulled her out and pulled her dog out. Oh, I mean, it was just wild to see that unfold live. So Louisiana flooding is hitting, sadly, a lot of those Katrina survivors. So, you know, that makes them think back to 2005. And I remember 2005, how awful that was. And it was the levees that overflowed that really caused that damage in New Orleans and some of those parishes. Katrina, the winds and the hurricane itself, where that really hit, was in Mississippi, like in Biloxi and whatnot. But you've had days of devastating flooding in the southeastern part of the state. So it's been 11 years, if you want to, you know, think back to 2005. And, you know, Katrina killed more than 1,500 people in Louisiana. But still, you see these homes, you see these cars, and what's gone on there, and all that rain that's fallen over 20 inches in a short amount of time. And that was, unfortunately, what happened to some people. Their cars were washed off the road, that kind of thing. And certainly our hearts go out to those folks, because it's sad to watch it, this historic rainfall and these helicopter rescues. I mean, thank goodness for the helicopter rescues, actually. But the rainfall there is crazy. There's not much you can do against Mother Nature when she's doing that to you, when she's dumping water. And the flooding forced the closure of city offices in Baton Rouge. LSU has been closed down. You know, the rising water. The National Guard's out there, 2,500 strong. We had 3,400 people and 400 pets that were rescued. They're just trying to tell people, stay away, stay away. You look at a weather map, you think about this. 600,000 sandbags, 96,000 bottles of water, 2,300 meals. Do the math, my friends. Oof. Do the math, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Let's go out to Kathy in Washington. Hello, Kathy.
How you doing, Kate? It's been a while.
Awesome. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I got this new dumb smartphone, so I'm really having a heck of a time with it. But I'm getting it, okay?
I like that. Dumb smartphone.
Yeah, so you were talking about the Holocaust. Now, that woman worked for who?
Goebbels.
Okay.
You know, he was like the, he was basically the henchman for Hitler. He was
right.
He was one bad guy, and she's saying, she was interviewed, she's 105 now, she's saying she had no idea what he did.
Well, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, a lot of those people were sort of in the dark, but with that kind of thing going on, I think a lot of people look the other way too, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so they had to know something perhaps was up, but they don't know what the something was.
Right, but then, you know, being in denial and all that, probably, you know, really, you know, you just don't know if you were, you know, if you were there and you would be, you know, in that situation. But it is funny that a lot of people feel that way about it. You know, a lot of the German people around those places, you know, they say they didn't have a clue. And I wonder how they didn't have a clue. I mean, the stench must have been terrible, you know.
Right, right.
So, but, you know, she's how old? 109?
105.
Five. So, you know, I just think that's pretty strange, too, that she doesn't remember it. But, you know, especially working for him, being his assistant.
That's
right?
That's what I think. Working for him, that's so tough, because how do you not know what's happening?
Right, right. Especially with paperwork and stuff coming through there. You know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I just feel maybe it's partly being in denial, partly, you know, trying not to think about it.
Mm.
I mean, what a terrible thing going on around there, you know, if you really think about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and everybody
so it could
was
be
in
denial.
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fear, too, you know. Even the German people were in fear.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So is your summer going good? Are you having a great summer?
It's a busy summer. How about you?
Oh, mine's been really busy. Busy, busy. I'm doing this house-sitting thing with animals now, so
yeah.
It's a blast. I mean, I have a ranch where I work the cows and stuff like that. And
nice.
Yeah, it's fun. I
love it, and you're listening to us, so call us again.
Oh, I will. And a big shout-out for KBKW in Aberdeen,
yes.
Washington.
Yeah,
you
awesome
got that
station.
Right, girlfriend.
Awesome
okay,
station.
Well,
thank you.
I'm glad I got to talk with you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Like
thanks.
You.
Thanks, Kathy. We appreciate that. There she is on that ranch helping those animals. That's pretty cool. That's a cool gig. You know, there is something to that. Is it just denial? Because fear. Fear is a powerful thing and a scary thing. That if somebody had done something different, if somebody had known, it's like what they say with the soldiers when they found out what was happening. They were just shocked when a lot of the American soldiers figured out, or when it's finally started to spread, which was very late in the game. It was, I mean, people were horrified. Of course they were horrified, because they had no idea that that was taking place. All right, I want to mention this, a couple of other things. One, San Bernardino and fires in California. They're trying to get the San Bernardino one under control, and they've gotten it somewhat under control, but still a long way, my friends, to go there. People evacuating. It's nasty business. And then you've got the ex-inmate firefighter who's suspected of arson in the Northern California fighter. So you got all kinds of firefighters crawling around California, and with the temperatures and the wind, it makes it that much more difficult. I mean, just terrible. In Milwaukee, they have a curfew in place. The concerns over the weekend of what happened, a black officer shot a black young man, who was running, coming out of a car running, and was armed. But what's happened is the city's exploded, or it did at least over the weekend. It was awful. There were police officers injured in trying to restore calm. There's been this curfew that's been was put in place. Normally during the school year they would have it anyway, but now they've got it there because of the bricks and the fires and how the city exploded, I guess is really the best way to put that. When we look at the U.S. and the medal count, I mean, how about it? The United States is kicking butt in so many ways with 84 medals. And check it out, the symmetry, 28 gold, 28 silver, and 28 bronze medals. The women golfers from Team USA are hoping to seize a piece of the spotlight. They start on Wednesday. Simone Biles again winning another gold medal. So if you're counting, she's got four. Besides Michael Phelps, she's one of the more exciting stories, I think, of the games. So Rio has been a massive success for the United States. Stay with us. I'm hopping the fence. Meet me on the other side here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
But where did you get your voice from? It's very...
I bought it at the Salvation Army.
You did?
It cost me $29.95, and you can have one, too.
Joe, I entered the Batcave with ideas to map me. Enough bad taste of rap race. I lack faith even when I start from the back lane. Down my lap, reign supreme. It's burst in my trap veins. We're halfway home. Can't give up yet. A belly full of fear from life. I'm a drop dead in a minute. Yeah, my head's still in it. But my foot, they say,
hi, everyone. This is Kate Delaney, and boy, oh, boy. The mailbag is full once again. Not a surprise. A lot of different topics, I think, on everybody's mind, and congratulations to all of you for reaching out. As I say, so many of you don't call, but you absolutely reach out. I've never received this much email in my life. Remember, you can call. If you are awake and you are listening to us, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and throw in your 2 cents. I'm going to give you the number because people always say, I forget that number. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. On that note, let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Patrick in Pennsylvania. Kate, I've been listening to the show for just a couple of months. A friend of mine who was transferred to the third shift, just like me, told me about your show, and I have to tell you, you have probably more fans than you know. I wondered if you could tell me what the medal count was for Team USA. Of course I can tell you the medal count, 75 medals, which is great because, you know what's really cool about it is if we look at the medal count, you have 26 golds, 23 silver, and 26 bronze. And the stories are just, I mean, the stories are just so amazing. Michael Phelps leaves the Olympics with How many more medals? You know, the guy has 23 gold medals in his career. 5 medals. Incredible to see what he was able to do. He just shredded it in the pool. I mean, yeah, amazing, amazing, amazing. And he's not the only story. There are so many more stories. Simone Biles was a great story. I mean, watching her in the Olympics, you know, absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. And for her to even get a bronze the other day was almost shocking, because you just expected, oh my gosh, she's just nailing everything. And she was one of the great stories to watch, and ended up with, she's got 3 gold medals at least at this point. So she's been another fun story, and it certainly doesn't end there. Let's jump to another one. This one is from Larry. Kate, I have to tell you, I am so tired of politics. It's strange for me, because it's not that I dislike politics. I guess I'm just saturated with so much of it. So I do appreciate the fact that on your show you mix it up, that it is more than constantly telling us the same old thing. Although you do have people on from Washington, you do talk about what's relevant in this March to Election Day in November. And I was curious about the latest polls. Is Hillary Clinton still creaming Donald Trump? Well, the NBC poll that came out has Hillary Clinton up by 9 points. So almost across the board, we're seeing that she's got an edge on him. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Here's the thing with the polls. I do think polls can be accurate, because I've said this before, pollsters wouldn't make the crazy gobs of buckets of money that they make if the polls were inaccurate on so much of what happens in life. However, I think some people are going to have a wild hair when they go to vote. And I also think there's no definites. I just think there's no definites in this one. If the Democrats coast and assume, oh, this is great, she has this big lead in these polls, then they're kidding themselves. And if the Republicans don't just keep pushing and trying to unify different factions of the party, they're kidding themselves too, I believe. But anyway, in the NBC poll, Clinton was up by 9 points. NBC Survey Monkey, you know how they always, you know, partner up together. So some of what was released is the breakdown was Clinton 50%, Trump 41%. If you threw in Gary Johnson and the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, then it was Clinton 43%, Trump 37%, Johnson 11%, and Stein 4%. Trump did win out in a question of how many voters believed him to be honest. 16% said he was, compared to 11% for Hillary Clinton, for what that's worth. Okay, let's go to another one. Thanks for that. Let's go to Lisa, listening to us in Sarasota. Girl, you have so many listeners in Sarasota. Just wanted you to know, doesn't matter what time you're on, middle of the night, morning, whenever, everybody wants to listen to you. So just wanted you to know that as you keep on keeping on. So I was reading a story about this stairwell shooting, and a police officer was involved in it. Did you see that story, Kate, and the settlement in that story? Were you surprised at all by what the findings there were? I'm an attorney, and I don't know that I was surprised, but it's just interesting to see how that all played out in Brooklyn. Yeah, so for people who don't know, and thanks for that, by the way, for all those people in Sarasota, we do appreciate that. New York City reached like a $4 million settlement, I want to say, is what it was, with the family of an unarmed man who was shot by a cop in November of 2014. It's a wrongful death lawsuit that was filed by the family of 28-year-old Aki Gurley, his name was. What happened was, you had a police officer, now former police officer, who was on patrol when he opened a stairwell door at a public housing building and then fired. The bullet ricocheted and hit Gurley. So the officer, Peter Liang, is going to pay $25,000 to the mother of Gurley's daughter. He was sentenced to probation and community service in that, you know, death. And I don't know, the city afterwards said they thought it was a settlement, was a fair resolution to a tragic matter. I mean, you know, here's the bottom line in all of this. You can't bring the person back, so that's the awful side of this, and who knows what prompted all of that and, you know, whatnot, but they reached a settlement. So this is typical of the timeline. It usually takes a couple of years, and this one certainly took a little bit of time to settle it. Okay, here's one from Evan, who says, Kate, what do you think of Donald Trump? I'm curious about your thoughts, and I'll tell you mine. Donald Trump using his old book, Art of the Deal, to kind of bring it back around and slam Hillary on her Iran stance. Do you think that's kind of fair, or do you think it's a little bit foul? Anything's fair game with Donald Trump, it seems. He was taking shots at her earlier in the week, and he was using his book, Art of the Deal, and said that Clinton helps fund the number one state sponsor of terrorism. And he was kind of making a play on words of the whole book, The Art of the Deal. And he was talking about the $400 million earlier this year, because she was part of that deal-making process. And he used quotes from Clinton and said, you know, to make his case that she had a direct role, because she said, I'm proud of the Iran nuclear deal. I'm pleased to be part of what the president put into action when he took office. It brought them to the negotiating table, which resulted in the agreement, and, you know, so on and so forth. So that's how he kind of twisted that around, the Art of the Deal, making fun of her deal and going to the fact of, you know, dumping this money on Iran as part of that. And we know that that was that whole ransom question that was dogging the administration just a few weeks ago. Well, still is probably dogging them somewhat. All right, let's move on to Michael. Michael says, Kate, were you surprised by Donald Trump's, I know this is, you know, well over a month, but I was just thinking about it the other day. Are you surprised by Donald Trump's choice of Pence as the VP and not instead going with Newt Gingrich? You know, I thought Newt Gingrich had a good shot at this. I did. I kept hearing from Washington insiders that he might be the guy because he had amassed, obviously, goodwill with all kinds of different Republicans, had been the former Speaker of the House, even though it was a long time ago. He had tube time, so he's becoming kind of relevant in that sense. But I don't think I was surprised. I wouldn't use that word because he was on the short list. So we knew that that was a potential, that Pence was a potential, that he could be the guy that he went to. And ultimately, you know, that's exactly what Donald Trump, you know, did. I think Gingrich may play a different role with Trump. I mean, certainly he's out there stumping for him, if you want to say that. And Trump wants the praise, of course, and vice versa. Gingrich uses Trump as an example when he talks about, you know, all kinds of things. The difference between what he says the confusion of the Obama-Clinton model is and the clarity of the Trump model, because he's saying, you know, he's laying out the basics of what he, you know, a roadmap for what his policy, his foreign policy would be, and Gingrich gives Trump great credit for that. There sort of has been a shift, if you've noticed, with Donald Trump in the last maybe week or so. Some of the conversation when he's at these rallies and whatnot, he is doing that. He is laying out some more details on plans, and this makes sense because if you're running his campaign, that's the kind of content, I guess, that people ultimately want. Some of that content, they want to know, okay, well, what's your idea? Where do you think we're going? How can you solve this problem? I suppose is the big thing when you're out there and you're trying to get more people to pay attention. All right, and this one is from Lucy, who says, Kate, so sad what's happened in Louisiana. I'm sure you've been watching it. I love the fact, though, that people are helping other people and rescuing. It just shows the humanity that is out there. I agree. I saw a young guy was moving along in his car or in a boat, and he helped a woman who was trapped in a car and her dog that was all over the place. I'm sure some of you saw that. But 6 people were killed so far with these Louisiana floods, and 20,000 had to evacuate. It's just that bad. It's awful, the amount of rainfall that they've gotten and what it's done. All right, remember, you can also send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Why are you bothering this to make Dolores Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Once again, time for one of my favorite segments, because it's all about the numbers. Time for another edition of We Can Count. So as we look at numbers, how about this? I happened to see this. I don't know what I was reading. I'm going to say USA Today or one of those publications. But this new trend that they're talking about at gyms, that gym classes are shrinking the amount of time down from an hour to a half an hour. Because why? They say more free time, more diversity and exercise, blah, blah, blah. And people are strapped for TikTok time. So maybe that's pushing some to the gym. They say Gold's Gym, which has like 150 corporate locations, has shorter classes. They just call it the burn classes. It's just 30 minutes and that's it. High intensity, boom, that's it. Cycling, same thing, 30 minutes. This is perfect for someone who doesn't like exercise. You know what? I think that's a great idea. And the fact that they're capitalizing on these short classes like 24-hour fitness, a 30-minute yoga express class, it's smart because, listen, how many of you listening to me really want to exercise, want to get your heart pumping, whatever, but what's the classic excuse? It's tough to get yourself out there. You're strapped for time, you're exhausted, whatever the reasons are, so that may work better. Now, there's always the philosophies. We'll never be at a shortage for self-help books, diet books, exercise books, different thoughts on how to do it, how to get yourself motivated, motivational books. And I think that one of the elements that we deal with now so much is time, not having enough time for XYZ. So if I ran a gym, yes, I would absolutely do the same thing. I would cut down the classes, make some of or offer shorter classes. Anyway, how about that? I don't know if you were surprised by this or not, but there is a lot of news over Comedy Central canceling Larry Wilmore's show, his nightly show, and they say the reason is because of it just wasn't resonating, that they weren't getting ratings at all. In looking at what specifically, if you think about how long he had been there, it's like, oh, you know, this is part of the deal. When you make these switches and you take somebody who's semi-popular or popular enough or is on a different kind of network and they get ratings for that network, a 19-month run is what he had, and this was a time slot that Stephen Colbert was doing the Colbert Report on. He was very popular. So Comedy Central announced the show would air its last episode on Thursday, and they said it was just disappointing. That was the reason for the cancellation, that they weren't getting the ratings, because some were trying to make more out of it, that there were more reasons. I mean, that's the deal. If it's not getting ratings, it's not getting ratings. It's about numbers. Just like this, we can count. I mean, there's a place where numbers count, because you got to sell the soap, you got to get advertisers. So somebody might like it, but if it's not resonating, yeah, then it's not going to stay. All right, we move from Larry Wilmore getting axed from the late night menu to a suspect being arrested in connection with the California fires. These fires have been terrible. I did see people who were talking about losing their homes. 100 homes, forced evacuations, and it was just absolutely terrible. 4,000 acres. There was a Clayton fire where there's 4,000 acres. And just so you know, this is about 100 miles north of San Francisco. And it was pretty aggressive, the fire. I mean, just eating everything in its wake. As we've seen with Cali, you know, this is, if you get the right, it's like a tinderbox. If you have the right mix, unfortunately, boy, it'll really, really go up. So, and it's a rural area that we're talking about. I've actually been by it, driven by it in my time in California. I can remember kind of a pretty area. So it's 7,000 firefighters. Think about that, trying to save people's homes and save people concerned about that. But this Damon Pashik, who's 40 years old, has been charged with 17 counts of arson, including that Clayton fire. Wow. So, you know, what happened, the specifics of the case, I don't know that. I just know that they had enough on him to charge him with it. And some of these areas, because it's just spread with the winds and the 100-degree temperatures. And at this point, I think it's only 5 to 10% contained. So that means all those firefighters, the 7,000 firefighters, are going to be out there longer trying to do whatever they can to put this out. It's just scorching Northern California. All right, we go from that to, boy, it must be good to be with Apple. The Apple co-founder has a one-bedroom ranch. Now, I'm going to say this again. One-bedroom ranch up for sale. As you're listening to me, as that's leaving my lips, what are you thinking? How much is that one-bedroom ranch worth? That one-bedroom ranch home, $45 million. The home has guest houses, though. I mean, that's part of it, I suppose. 14,000 acres of prime real estate. That would be the other part of this. And I saw the real estate itself, the grounds itself, beautiful. And, of course, the one bedroom inside the one bedroom house. It's gorgeous. And then they have all these homes, you know, on the same place. But holy cow, 14,000 acres, $45 million. Again, must be nice to be with Apple. And it's, I think the guy's name is Mark Markula is who it is. And the, I mean, the view is incredible. The view is just mountains. And you're like, this is California? It's that mountainous side, I guess, you know, of Cali. And it is incredible. And probably somebody will pony up that money for that ranch. Because, like I said, it's prime real estate. So there's a lot that somebody could... there's a lot somebody could do with that. You know, there you go. All right, let's move to another number story. There's so many. So what I do is I have a pile of them, so you know, in front of me, and then I just kind of randomly decide, you know, what I'm picking. How about this? Just because you win a gold medal doesn't mean it can't be taxed. Yeah. $9,900 for an Olympic gold medal. That's the truth. Olympic athletes who bring home medals also bring home cash. So if you get a gold medal, you get $25,000. Did you know that? $15,000 for silver, $10,000 for bronze. And it's paid by the United States Olympic Committee. So any prize money, of course, just like a jackpot, anything, you're going to have to pay on it. So if you get $25,000 for gold, you're going to pay $9,900. That's brutal. So you know how much that tax rate is? I was figuring this out. It's a victory tax. And it's the top tax rate. So that's... I think that's unfair. So the top tax rate is 39.6%. That's what they're getting. So for silver, it's $5,940. For bronze, it's $3,960. But here's the other news. Athletes in lower brackets would owe less. Because think about the massive training expenses. I mean, they're deductible, but... Man, Michael Phelps, not as big of a deal, although I'll add up all the gold medals, versus somebody else who wins a gold, and it's a shocker, and they're not worth a lot of money. How are they coming up with that? I don't know. How are they coming up with that money? Seems like a lot to me. All right, Aetna leaving Obamacare. They're talking about this. They're saying they're exiting. Nearly 7 in 10 is what they're seeing. The health insurer plans to cease its participation in the health exchanges in all but 4 states. They said in 2017 it would cease offering health care insurance options through the Affordable Care Act exchanges in 68.9% of the counties where it offers plans in 2016. So it's going to continue to offer them in Delaware, Iowa, Nebraska, Virginia. And they say the affected enrollees keep their plans through the end of 2016 but have to find an alternative. They, Aetna is saying they sustained a second quarter pre-tax loss of $200 million on people, you know, on individual health care plans. So, you know, more problems with that. All right, that's the numbers. For this version, anyway, of We Can Count. Was it just for me?
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.